Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 14th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: banks kick off earnings season, manipulator no more, and climate change action. Leading today's news: earnings reports start flowing today from big U.S. banks, with results from Citigroup, JPMorgan, and Wells Fargo kicking off the fourth quarter earnings season. Futures are holding their breath ahead of the releases, pointing to a flat open. On watch are the bank's net interest income in a lower interest rate environment, and strategic initiatives to cut costs and grow consumer deposits. The figures and outlooks will also be closely examined by investors looking to gauge the health of the U.S. economy. In other news, the Trump administration has officially lifted its designation of China as a currency manipulator, more than 5 months after the country was added to the list. The nation has made enforceable commitments not to devalue the yuan and has agreed to publish exchange rate information, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said ahead of the scheduled signing of a Phase 1 trade deal on Wednesday. The yuan strengthened to its strongest level since July in offshore trading on the news, punching past 6.9 per dollar. In an effort to position itself as a leader in sustainable investing, BlackRock has unveiled sweeping changes that will double the number of sustainability-focused ETFs it offers to 150. The world's largest fund manager will also cut companies that derive a quarter or more of their profits from thermal coal from its actively managed portfolios, and assess environmental, social, and governance with the same rigor as traditional measures such as liquidity and credit risk. The moves will go a long way toward BlackRock's goal of increasing its sustainable assets tenfold, from $90 billion today to $1 trillion within a decade. According to the latest figures from the Treasury Department, the U.S. fiscal deficit exceeded $1 trillion in 2019, marking the first time it has passed that level in a calendar year since 2012. The future is not looking better. For the fiscal year, which began in October, the shortfall is already at $356.6 billion, an 11.7% increase from a year ago. As deficits have swelled, so has the national debt, which now stands at $23.2 trillion. The recent big tech surge is good news for anyone chasing the sector higher, but several strategists highlight it's a sign investors have lost their risk appetite. The top five publicly traded American companies, Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and Facebook, now make up a record 18% share of the S&P 500 index's capitalization. The ratio is higher than the tech bubble, according to Morgan Stanley, amid fears the economic cycle will slow. Netflix rallied 3% on Monday after leading Oscar nominations with 24 nods, a first for the streaming service. Disney, meanwhile, scored 23 nominations, and Sony had 20, while Warner Brothers earned the distinction of having the most nominated film of the year with Joker bagging 11 nominations. Nominations don't mean the studio will come home with the most trophies. In December, Netflix garnered the most Golden Globe nominations, 17, but only won 2 awards. Visa is shelling out $5.3 billion to buy privately held software startup Plaid, whose technology lets people link their bank accounts to mobile apps like Venmo, Acorns, and Chime. Consumers have increasingly been using financial services apps to manage their savings and spending, while Plaid sits in the middle of those relationships. The $5.3 billion price tag is double what Plaid was reportedly valued at during its last fundraising, when it took a $250 million Series C round that was announced in December 2018. Exchange-traded Bitcoin options launched Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in response to growing crypto attraction and demand for tools to manage Bitcoin exposure. While volumes and open interest on a rival exchange known as Bakkt have been rather small, the new offering could be a game-changer, said strategists at JPMorgan, led by Nikolaos Panagiotis. The first day of trading might be irrelevant. The first weeks and months might be more material, added Mike McGlone, an analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. Walmart will add shelf-scanning robots to 650 more U.S. stores by the end of the summer, bringing its fleet to 1,000. The 6-foot-tall Bossa Nova devices, equipped with 15 cameras each, can reduce tasks that once took as long as 2 weeks into a twice-daily routine. The world's largest retailer's increasingly automated workforce already includes bots that scrub floors, unload trucks, and gather online grocery orders. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has called on Apple to help the FBI unlock two iPhones used by Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani, who is suspected of killing three people last month in a shooting at a Navy base in Pensacola, Florida. "So far, Apple has not given us any substantive assistance," he declared, though the tech giant rejected the characterization. In 2016, the FBI cracked the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters via a third party, after Apple refused to break into the iPhone and called the demand dangerous, unprecedented, and chilling. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and S&P 500 are flat, with the Nasdaq and gold down and crude oil slightly up. On today's economic calendar, the Consumer Price Index is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.